from KQED.
State water officials are under increasing pressure to release details of the work being planned to fix the damaged spillway at Oroville Dam. KQED's Dan Brecky says critics of the secrecy surrounding the project aren't buying the state's claim that information about the spillway could be used by terrorists.
Last week, the California Department of Water Resources awarded a $275 million contract to rebuild Oroville Dam's shattered main spillway. The contract and all three bids for the work are classified as critical infrastructure information and blocked from public view under a federal anti-terrorism law. Also secret, comments from a board of consultants overseeing the department's planning for the spillway project. Five environmental groups have filed an urgent request with federal regulators to make the information public.
Analysis of rocks on a hillside and concrete on a hillside is just not going to be a terrorist target.
Ron Stork is senior policy advocate with Friends of the River, one of the groups that filed the request. He says the public, and especially people evacuated in February after the spillway failure, have a vital interest in understanding what went wrong at the dam and how it's being fixed.
These flood control issues are really critical to downstream communities, and for them not to have a say in this matter is inappropriate.
Assemblyman James Gallagher represents many of those downstream communities. Gallagher says he recognizes some of the spillway information may be sensitive. So he's written Governor Jerry Brown urging him to push water officials to release redacted versions of documents.
I want to know those answers so that we can ensure that whatever happens in the future is done in a way so this doesn't happen again.
Gallagher said Friday the governor had not yet responded to the letter. For the California Report, I'm Dan Brecky.